Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom on the programme tonight. Let's begin with images from Howrah in West Bengal. Several vehicles were set on fire as clashes between two groups broke out in West Bengal's Howrah amidst Ram Navami celebrations. The violence broke out soon after a Ram Navami procession crossed this area. Images show several vehicles engulfed in flames and a heavy police deployment, including riot control forces in the area. A police van and a car with glasses smashed were also seen. Windows smashed were also seen in the videos from this area. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, who's on a two-day sit-in protest in Kolkata against the centre's policies, called rioters the enemies of the country. Be cautious of your actions, is what she warned. Next on the programme, Digvijay Singh's latest oops, I did it again moment. He makes a new controversial remark. The Congress distances itself from it. He tweets, thank you, German Foreign Ministry, for taking note of how democracy is being compromised in India through the persecution of Rahul Gandhi. The BJP slams the remarks. Kiran Rijiju says, thank you, Rahul Gandhi, for inviting foreign powers for interference into India's internal matters. We'll be looking at that second. And then finally, at half past the hour, the latest on the Karnataka election trail bill, the BJP ex-chief minister Yediyurappa's son be pitted against the ex-Congress chief minister, Mr. Siddaramaiah. There was a hint of that today. We'll also be doing a deep dive into the BJP government's decision to remove the 4% reservation that Muslims in the state had accessed. Is communal polarization or caste arithmetic the primary factor in these elections? What about the entire issue of corruption? But first, let's just quickly cut to the latest images that we've been getting from West Bengal. A Howrah not too far from Kolkata itself, a situation which got quite out of control on Ram Navami. Joining us now for more on this, Dr. Shantanu Sen of the Trinamool Congress, Shahzad Poonawalla of the BJP, and my former colleague Monadeepa Banerjee. Thank you all very much for being with us. Shahzad, you know, Mamata Banerjee has now reacted, and she says the BJP has always targeted Howrah. The other targets for them are Park Circus and Islampur, two well-known places in Kolkata, and that everybody must be alert in their localities. So how would you respond to Mamata saying that the BJP was somehow responsible?
I think Mamata Banerjee ji has just indicted herself as being completely incompetent to handle the law and order situation, wherein she knows in advance who the perpetrators of an act of violence are, irrespective of the facts on the ground, and yet she is unable to control it year after year. This is not the first time, Vishnu, that such events and incidents have been seen on the occasion of Ram Navami in Howrah. And look, there are two aspects to address here. Just before this entire incident played out, you had a chief minister in the form of West Bengal, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, come out and make a communally loaded statement when she said that, look, celebrate Ram Navami, but don't go into Muslim areas. Point number one, if there is no religion of terror, how come there are religiously profiled areas in a democracy? Point number two, is this not an open statement to exhort a particular community to embolden them and to threaten another one? If she wanted to make a statement on law and order, she should have said that neither community or nobody should be trying to violate or attack anybody's procession or religious sites. She should have left it at that. Why okay. This particular statement that Muslim areas should not be approached by Hindus or by people from one community? Is that the kind of constitutionalism she practices? Point number three, even before the incident has been fully investigated, why is there a clean sheet being given to the perpetrators already, even though the facts on the ground are different?
Okay, and one sec, all happens Shahzad, three when points over there. Consistent... Dr. Shantanu Sen, respond to that. What stops, or what should stop, why should any community be stopped from going into another area fearing violence over there? That's the key point that Shahzad makes.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. You know that we were alert from beforehand because we know the basic character and basic nature of BJP. They are master in playing these political cards, master in playing this religion card. We have seen earlier also. You just tell me why that particular rally didn't follow the permitted route that was permitted by local police. And my question to Mr. Sajjad is, what happened to Delhi this evening? What happened to Delhi this afternoon?
Let's talk about Howrah, please. Let's focus on Howrah because that's where we've seen this violence.
I am talking about Howrah, but also as an Indian citizen, I have got the right to know.
No, no, of course.
What has happened in Delhi as well?
No, by all means, but let's focus, please, sir, on what has happened because we haven't got burning buildings. We haven't got burning cars, property destroyed as we've got in Howrah. So you're saying one point that the route was not followed. However, the BJP says quite clearly that you have no shred of evidence to prove that their supporters started this. Respond to that, sir.
Definitely, definitely, not a single writer will be spared. Our leader, Madam Mamata Banerjee, has categorically said from our Dharna Mancha that police is going to take strong action. And even if any official is found to be guilty or responsible, he or she will not be spared as well. Absolutely, it is a pre-planned story of Bharatiya Janata Party. They were planning for the same since long. If you go through the chronology, if you go through the history of Bharatiya Janata Party, I can cite you an example, 13 September 2020-22, where in the name of political program, they brought some goons from outside and they did vandalism on the road of Calcutta. They have ransacked the public vehicles and police vehicles. They brutally assaulted the ACP officers. This is the basic culture of Bharatiya Janata Party. They are trying to do politics based on violence.
Okay.
And they are practically, they are playing this religion card, knowing fully well that other than this, they cannot survive in the politics.
All right. So one second, let's get a quick reaction before I go across to Monudeepa Shahzad. Go ahead.
Look, first of all, the Honorable MP did not explain that if he had all the information that such a situation was going to transpire, why didn't the police do as much as it could, and the Home Minister is the Chief Minister, why didn't they do to ensure that this situation doesn't precipitate? Secondly, I want to ask to the MP that today there is a permitted route was not followed. That is what has been said by him. Let's assume for a moment that is true. How did the attackers know that the permitted route would not be followed? And in anticipation of that alleged breach, they were sitting ready with all kinds of weaponry and all kinds of material to take revenge or extract revenge from the persons who are not going to follow the route. So how was this pre-planning of a gaffe or of a route not being followed planned in advance? Thirdly, he again said that goons came from outside last time also and they attacked. What is your state government doing? Still no answer. And fourthly, look, Vishnu, the fundamental problem is that you embolden in the name of vote bank politics an anti-Hindu diatribe and constant hatred. Look at what has been done to those who chant Jai Shri Ram. Look at the manner in which Durga Pujo was one stop for another community's festivals or proceedings and the High Court had to intervene. Ram Dhenu has been converted into Rang Dhenu because you can't stand a certain deity or a certain Bhagwan. This kind of anti-Hindu venom and hatred, when it is sponsored and legitimized by the topmost positions of the state government, then obviously in the name of vote bank politics, people will be emboldened and they feel that if you have entered my Muslim area, I have a right to pelt you. I have a right to attack you. I want to first know which chief minister or constitutional authority categorizes areas in Hindu areas and Muslim areas. Can the Honorable MP tell me, is that a legitimate categorization? Yes or no?
Mr. Dr. Sen?
My answer to Saja's question is, first of all, it's absolutely a pre-planned story played by BJP. And don't talk anything about Durga Puja. I would like to remind you that Durga Puja in our state of Bengal has been recognized by UNESCO. Don't talk rubbish like this. You don't have any right to insult the basic sentiment of the people of Bengal at large. You are basically anti-Bengal and you are anti-Bengali in nature. In our state of West Bengal, each and every people, each and every religion, they can celebrate their festivals. Unlike BJP rule states, what you have done for the Muslim community in Karnataka, come to our Bengal and see how the Muslims are enjoying their Eids, how the Hindus are enjoying their Kali Pujas and Ram Navamis and Durga Pujas as well. Our Durga Puja was awarded by UNESCO, don't forget this. And your central government has recognized that yes, UNESCO has recognized the Durga Puja of West Bengal. So don't talk all this XYZ sitting before camera.
All right, one second. Monudeepa, let me come across to you first. You've seen this sort of thing happen in the past as well. Is it not true that yesterday the BJP Shubhendu Odhikari actually said that today should be a holiday? Right? And it should, Ram Navami should be a holiday. It shouldn't, instead of Mamata Banerjee having public protests, it should be declared a holiday. So was there a political build-up, right? Without blaming anyone necessarily, was there a political build-up to today?
Well, Ram Navami has turned into a political hot potato for several years now. I think starting with 2017, when we had the then, you know, state chief of the BJP West Bengal celebrating Ram Navami with a whole lot of followers who were wielding swords. And this was at a rally in Kharagpur, his constituency at that time. Ever since then, Vishnu, things have just escalated. Ram Navami, instead of being a worship of the god, has turned into a political hot potato, and which has culminated in what has happened today. And don't forget, today is also, you know, a period of Ramadan. This is the period of Ramadan, and you have this Ram Navami processions going into areas which are, you know, winding, narrow, sensitive. And I think Mamata Banerjee has pointed some fingers definitely in the right direction in saying that, you know, everybody involved will be punished, which includes the police. There must have been some kind of police lapse in some kind of information for this to have happened today. In the past, in the last few years, whenever there have been these Ram Navami, processions, sometimes with swords, and I believe there were processions even today in West Bengal with swords. Sometimes there has been tension, but it hasn't erupted the way it did today in Howrah. What I'm told by local reporters over there on the ground is that exactly the same thing had happened last year. And there's just one more point I want to make before I go. I'm sitting with the Wikipedia open in front of me, and I'm seeing that, you know, in 2014, there was some Kanpur riot during Ram Navami. In 2016, it was Hazaribagh. In 2018, West Bengal, Raiganj. One instance is noted in Wikipedia. And then 2019, you have riots in Asansol and Jodhpur on Ram Navami. In 2022, there were apparently riots on Ram Navami in Gujarat, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Goa, and Maharashtra. So clearly the instances of tensions over Ram Navami are growing, and they escalated today in Howrah, most unfortunately.
Shahzada, I think, you know, those are interesting details. I do know for a fact that in Bengal, right, in the past, it has been a problem. But is this, you know, is Ram Navami, right, ending up, you know, sort of being a time of tension, of communal tension across India?
Look, I'm going to address that question, but just give me 1 second to address something else before that. First of all, here is the ultimate insult of Bengal, and this is a report of The Wire, and I'm sure it's taken credibly by Shantanuji. The Wire report quotes, High Court cancels Mamata Banerjee's order on Durga Puja idol immersion being blocked, and it was only allowed, it had only allowed Mohram to take place and not the immersion, and that order was cancelled. So now, please tell me, is this not communal and is this not an insult to Bengal? Mm-hmm. Now, secondly, Ram Navami procession goes into some areas during Ramadan. That is what Monita ji said. But please tell me, is there any bar when Navratra, also the festival was going on, the fast was going on, there was a bar on any Muslim crowd or Muslim people going into those areas? Did Mamata Banerjee prohibit them? Or was it seen in a certain light? Why is it that we can't enter certain areas like no-go areas? And in a democracy, we have created certain pockets where 370 is imposed, that if you go there with a Ram Navami celebration or it happens to cross that, you are bound to get targeted. In fact, Vishnu, the question today should be that why is there an intolerance mindset and why is freedom of religion being practiced only in one way? If I am a Hindu, can I not take out my Ram Navami procession?
Okay, let's get an answer
and
to that.
The Tazia processions also have some kind of weapons or some kind
as
of
I'm going
things
to get a
that are taken
from
out in that procession.
Sure.
So similarly in Ram Navami also.
Got it. Okay. So
out.
Dr. Sen, as I wrap up this segment of my program, please reply to that very pointed question. Dr. Sen.
I have got 2 points in my mind. My dear friend Shahzad is quoting where? And on the contrary, they are like running away from the report of Hindenburg, which speaks about the biggest financial scam, Modi Adani financial scam.
No, but sir,
he is quoting here where, and he is running out from the report being.
No, but sir, talk about this
Hindenburg
issue. Really,
and secondly,
you can talk about Hindenburg
about
later, but please talk
answer,
about this.
I must answer. BJP is famous for these hate mongering, these riot mongering speeches, riot mongering activities during Durga Puja. Some of them are there BJP hooligans. They distorted the face of Mahishasur. and they brought it, they made it a face of Mahatma Gandhiji. These BJP fellows, they are having these hate mongering and riot mongering active mentalities since inception, because they know other than playing this religion card, they can't survive in politics, and especially in case of Bengal, where Madam Mamata Banerjee is there.
All right. Okay, we're going to leave it over there. Equal opportunity to both sides. We leave it over there. It is sad, and hopefully there have been no injuries. None that we've heard of so far, but there's been damage to property. Why does Ram Navami, an occasion for celebration or for joyous celebration, end up being, as Monidipa was pointing out, in several parts of the country, certainly in Bengal, an occasion for communal stress?